Louis Malevsky Jr., from listening to the people tonight, it appears there's a difference in ordinances and enforcement between, say, the Rapids, Wood County area and what happens in Portage County. What's the big difference and what can change?
Well, Wood County is basically creating an ordinance like we already have in Portage County. It's adopting the state statute. Says you can't block the crossing for more than 10 minutes, and then there's a associated forfeiture. We already have that. We've been issuing those citations. The sheriff's department would issue those citations, and they come to the DA's office to prosecute. We've been prosecuting those. The company's been paying, and the biggest concern here is it seems as if the company's just paying as like a cost of doing business. And unfortunately, we cite the operator of the locomotive, so the poor guy who's driving the train is the one who is cited. And then, you know, the company basically is let off the hook. So what we're hoping to do tonight is the sheriff can continue to cite the railroad. We can continue to prosecute these citations. But if they're just going to keep paying it like a cost of doing business, it doesn't solve the problems we heard tonight in Junction City. And that's what needs to be solved. The railroad is smart enough. They have GPS satellites. They know where their trains are to fix this issue. And it's about time they do.
Any chance of changing the ordinance so that the citation does not go to the actual operator because they're getting their orders from dispatch?
Yeah, we can look at that. I think that after the meeting, I can talk to the sheriff, the undersheriff, county board members, and also the village board here to really plan out, because we had a listening session tonight. How are we going to move forward? If we need to keep the heat on the railroad, which I think we do, to get them to change their operation, if that's through citing them with these ordinances, or, you know, we do have a state statute that we're not actually using, which makes it essentially an unclassified misdemeanor. We might have to go there because there was a family here tonight that they almost didn't get to the hospital to have a baby delivered. We have a guy whose tractor is on fire and the fire department can't get there. We have people going around the cars using local roads, messing with the roads, and we have kids going underneath the rail cars that are stopped for 3 hours from the Auburn Air school system. So that's a problem. Canadian National has to address it, and they have to stop acting like a foreign corporation.